In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our
The bright and holy day of the Nativity of our Lord is about to dawn on us again. It is finally here, and we thank the Lord for allowing us to witness another year of His holy Nativity. The church services this weekend immerse us in the theology of the great and holy mystery of the Incarnation of Emmanuel. At one level, the Christmas story is quite simple and straightforward. It is the story of a birth, of a birthday. Familiar to us, even though the chatter and noise about the snowman, reindeer, and chestnuts and such drown that message. But indeed, it is no ordinary human birth. The first royal hour opens with Joseph in his doubt and anxiety over the fact that his betrothed seems to have betrayed him. Joseph said to the Virgin, "What has happened to you, O Mary? I am troubled. What can I say to you? Doubt clouds my mind. Depart from me. What has happened to you, O Mary?" But the next service of the third hour, there has been an intervention. "Tell us, O Joseph, why do you bring a maiden great with child to Bethlehem?" He answers, "I have searched the prophets," he said. "I have been instructed by an angel. I am convinced that Mary will give birth to God in a manner beyond understanding." So the ordinary, the birth of a man, opens into the extraordinary, the birth of God, the birth of God in the flesh. Here is the mystery, brothers and sisters, beyond understanding, into which the church draws us, in which the church fathers have wrestled with. As we will hear tonight, how can a womb contain him whom nothing can contain? How can he remain in his father's bosom, yet rest in his mother's arms? It is his good pleasure to accomplish this. Having no flesh, he purposely assumes it for our sake. He who is, and that's the O'on over the Lord's halo, the one who is, the I am that I am. He who is becomes what he never was. He shares our substance without forsaking his own nature. Desiring to make us citizens of the world on high, Christ, the only begotten of the Father, is born on earth as a man. Fathers wrestle with this reality of the great becoming small, the incomprehensible and uncontainable becoming contained. St. Athanasius the Great in the 4th century, who writes expertly on the Incarnation, he says, "The incorporeal and incorruptible and immaterial Word of God entered our world. In one sense, indeed, he was not far from it before, for no part of creation had ever been without him, who, while ever abiding in union with the Father, yet fills all things that are. But now he entered the world in a new way, stooping down to our level in his love and self-revealing to us." The incorporeal, the incorruptible, and immaterial Word of God has become material. St. Gregory the theologian, on his commentary on the Nativity, says, "I too will proclaim the greatness of this day. The immaterial becomes incarnate. The Word is made flesh. The invisible makes itself seen. The intangible can be touched. The timeless has a beginning. The Son of God becomes the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. This is the solemnity we are celebrating today, says St. Gregory, the arrival of God among us, so that we might go to God, or more precisely, return to him. He says, revere the nativity which releases you from the chains of evil. Honor this tiny Bethlehem, which restores paradise to you. Venerate this crib. Because of it, you who are deprived of meaning, of logos, are fed by the divine meaning, the divine logos himself. The arrival of God among us, God with us. And so what is our response, our reaction to the great mystery of God incarnate? It is said commonly that may the Lord be born again in our hearts. Or as someone wrote on an Orthodox internet blog in commentary, said, let us become a manger, that we would each of us become the place where Christ lay. But the person who said it, when she first typed it, she typed manager. Manger and manager. One letter, one little letter A, the difference. But what a difference. What a difference. But isn't it true that in our American version of Christmas, we all become managers? All managers of the feast. And there's so much to manage. Some of it essential, some of it not. But from decorations to shopping to food to Christmas events and family schedules, and some having to travel for these days. And we want to have a beautiful feast. We want to have the table full laden. But indeed, we're often more managers than anything. So brothers and sisters, may we try in these next 24 hours, even with the last minute details, may we become a manger instead of a manager. The manger where Christ nestles, where Christ rests. May we stop, may we pause, and receive like the shepherds with their wonder and the magi with their seeking. May we stop now and receive our newborn Savior again. May we make room for him in the inn, that inn of our busy minds and hearts. May we share the children's wonder and joy. A blessed and holy and peaceful Christmas to each and every one of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.